It wasn't just the astronauts and the people in mission control that made the moonshot work. At places like GM's AC Electronics plant in Oak Creek, hundreds of engineers and assemblers put together some of the navigation equipment for the mission. Brookfield resident Tom Kriofsky was a computer engineer on the project. He says by today's standards, the computers on Apollo 11 were very limited.
We're accustomed to having 16, 32 gigabytes in our iPods now. We had kilobytes of memory to accomplish all this complex solutions.
Kriofsky says due to a software problem, the effort wasn't flawless, but he says astronaut Neil Armstrong took over the lander himself and guided it down. Still, the navigation team was very excited when the landing occurred. Kriofsky says one of the keys to the success was teamwork.
It wasn't because we had been taught in classes how to do teamwork. It was because we knew what was right, and we worked it that way. Something that you probably won't see today and may never ever see again.
In Waukesha this week, Kriofsky is chairing a reunion of people who worked on the navigation systems for Apollo and another system for jetliners. He says it may be the last of the twice-a-decade gatherings because most of the people are now in their 70s and 80s. GM sold the Oak Creek plant years ago, and it's now shut down. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.